Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Well, I had to go down and get some gas. So I figured as long as I was there, I'd take an extra 10 minutes and run the car through the 3-minute car wash.
What time should we leave for Linwood?
Well, kickoff's at 2. I think if we leave around 12:30, it should be all right.
Where's Wally?
Go over to high school, talk to the coach. Say, would you...
Hi, Mom.
That...
Hi, Dad. I gotta go right back. Don't fix any lunch for the Beaver because he's gonna ride on the bus with the team. I'm gonna go upstairs and tell him right now.
Well, what in the world did he say?
He said not to make any sandwiches for Beaver because the coach gave Beaver permission to ride to the game with the team.
Do you really understand all that?
No, but Wally told me that's what he was going to ask the coach.
That's nice of Wally. I was afraid when he got in high school he wouldn't want the Beaver tagging along anymore.
Well, when you've got a little brother who thinks you're a pretty great guy, that's something you want to hang on to.
Yeah, Beaver, you're not only going to get to ride on the bus, but the coach said you can sit on the bench. I fixed it so you can eat with the team. Come on, let's go.
Gee, Wally, I can't go.
What do you mean you can't go? It's all set.
I can't go on a cut. I promised Larry to go on a picnic with him up to Friends Lake.
You mean you'd rather goof around with him than watch me play football?
I already promised him. And I don't want to be an Indian promiser and insult him.
Well, what about me? You're insulting me, aren't you?
Well, you're just my brother and Larry's my friend.
Oh, boy, this is a great thing to do to me after I went to all that trouble.
Well, I didn't ask you to.
Well, don't worry. I won't do it again.
Well, okay, don't.
Okay, I won't.
So don't.
So I won't. I'm going to go over to the high school now.
Yeah, okay, good luck today.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Dad. So long, Mom.
Where's your brother?
You call that little creep upstairs a brother?
What were we just saying about Wally's overflowing with brotherly love?
What do you suppose happened upstairs?
Search me.
Hey, Mom.
What is it, Beaver?
Would you make me a sandwich?
Are you going to the game with us?
No, I'm going up to Friends Lake with Larry on a picnic.
Well, Beaver, why wouldn't you want to watch your brother play football?
Because he's the meanest brother in the world, that's why.
Oh, now, Beaver.
He is. When I was little, he made me pull him all around the yard in the wagon.
Well, Beaver, you were always asking him to let you pull him around.
That was because I was too young to know he was just being mean.
But if Wally is so mean, why would he ask you to ride to the football game with the team?
I don't know. I guess so he could laugh at me in front of the big guys for being a little shrimp.
Oh, now, Beaver.
All right, Beaver. If that's what you want, you go ahead on the picnic with Larry.
But the fun zone up at the lake is closed for the season. There's nothing to do.
That's what's good about it. There's no one around to stop you from having fun.
Well, all right. I'll pack you lunch.
Now, Beaver, I want you and Larry to be very careful up at the lake.
Oh, we'll be real careful. Hey, Larry, how come food always tastes better eating outside than inside?
I don't know. I guess because there's nothing around but dirt. So if you spill stuff, no one's going to holler at you for getting dirt dirty. Beaver, you like this better than watching your brother play football, don't you?
Well, sure. He's only on the third team anyway. He might not even get in the game. Well, anyway, he's a mean brother.
I know how it is. I got a mean sister.
What does she do?
When my father's hitting me, she laughs.
Don't you laugh when your father's hitting her?
He never hits her. My mother won't let him.
Well, I guess that's the only good part about being a girl.
Want to go down to the lake and skip rocks?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
a real good ape.
Yeah, thanks, Beef. You know, most of those apes in the movies really have people inside of them.
Maybe when you grow up, you can get a job like that.
No, I think I'll be a doctor instead.
Hey, look. A couple guys rowing.
Yeah, that's a neat boat they've got there.
Yeah.
Did you guys lose your oars?
Yeah. Yeah, we lost them.
You want we should watch your boat for you?
Yeah, you can watch it. Come on, man, let's go.
Wait a minute. You guys want to use the boat?
Sure. For how long?
As long as you want.
Well, I don't know if we should go out on the boat, Larry. Ah, come on, Beef. What are you, chicken? Are you sure it's all right with you guys?
Sure, we'll even give you a push-off. Come on.
I'd feel a lot better if the beaver were going to the game with us.
Well, dear, if he doesn't want to go, we can't exactly force him to sit in the stands and enjoy the game.
Oh, I know. I just hope they'll be all right up there at the lake.
They'll be perfectly all right. Place is very well patrolled.
What I really don't like is our boys fighting. Maybe it's our fault.
How could it be our fault?
Well, the books always say it is.
The books don't make me feel guilty.
Thank you, dear. That was very sweet of you to be the thoughtful husband after all these years.
Well, you're very welcome. Besides, neighbors might be watching.
Hey, Beaver. Let's play like in the movies. You be the galley slave, and I'll be the guy that beats you to make you roll. Why can't you be the slave, and I'll be the beater? Come on, Beef. You can be the beater after.
Nah. Well, let's pretend we're Indians. And I'm the dead Indian, Chief.
Well, you gotta paddle me back to the burial ground. You're just saying that to get out of paddle. Hey, look, some people. I guess they're picnickers. Hey, look, the picnickers are waving at us. I don't think they're picnickers. I think they're policemen. Looks like they want somebody.
Come on in here. Hey, you kids. Come in here.
I think they want us. What would they want us for? Maybe they want to borrow our boat to look for a body or something. Miss Lander says we should always tell policemen, because they're our friends.
Look, boys, we didn't bring you down here to try to frighten you or anything like that, but breaking into a boathouse and stealing a rowboat is pretty serious.
But we told you. Two nice boys gave it to us.
Sure. They told us we could use it as long as we wanted.
All right, then suppose you just tell me the names of those boys.
They didn't give us their names. They just gave us the boat.
What's that?
That's my scout hatchet. We took it along in case we ran into some grizzly bears.
You, sure you didn't use it to break the lock on the boathouse?
Oh, no, sir. My mother won't let me take it out of the holster.
Yes?
I checked both phone numbers the boys gave me. There's no answer at either house.
All right, thank you.
My family's out watching a football game.
My mother's in school.
In school?
Yes, sir. She's taking free sewing machine lessons from buying one.
Do you have to call our parents? I wouldn't want him to ever know I was in a police station.
Well, I'm afraid we do, son. Now, why don't you two just sit over there and make yourselves comfortable?
Yes, sir. You know something, Beaver?
What, Larry?
This is a hard place to make yourself comfortable.
There's still no hole at my house, mister.
Larry, suppose you try again.
Yes, sir.
What's my number, Beaver?
46907.
Hello?
Hello, Mom? This is your son, Larry.
Oh, hello, Larry. I just got back from my sewing lesson. Did you and Beaver have fun at the lake?
Yes, Mom.
Where are you, dear?
I'm in the police station.
Are you in some sort of trouble? What kind of trouble?
The man says I stole a rowboat.
Stole a rowboat? Oh, Larry, you know your father's out of town. Why couldn't you have waited until he was home?
I didn't do it.
Well, I'll be right down. Now, don't you go anyplace until I get there.
My mom's coming down to get me, mister.
Fine.
Can I go home with his mom?
I'm afraid not, Theodore. We can only release you to your own parents.
Gee, she's almost like my mother. When I was little, she gave me a bath once.
We'll be back in about an hour, Wally. Your mother didn't get her shopping done this morning.
If your brother's home from the lake, you tell him to take a bath. I'm sure he's either wet or dirty.
Hey, I'm sorry you guys went all the way to Linwood and I didn't even get in the game.
Well, you were warming up when the gun went off.
Yes, and you ran around very nicely between the halves.
Hey, Mom, at the market, would you get me a cake of that beauty soap?
Beauty soap?
Yeah, I want to send in the label and win an oil well.
Wally, what would you do with an oil well?
Well, heck, Mom, I'd be the only kid in high school that could retire.
Hello?
Hello, Dad?
No, it's me. What do you want?
Wally, would you please put Dad on?
He's not here. He won't be back for an hour.
Wally, please don't hang up.
Well, look, Beaver, I haven't got all day. What do you want?
Would you do me a favor?
Are you kidding? After the way you acted?
Wally, I'm in the police station. They think I stole the boat.
Stole a boat?
Yeah, Larry and I went up to the lake and some big kids lost a boat. Now they say we stole the boat. And Larry's mother came and got him and I'm all alone here. Please come and get me, Wally, before Mom and Dad find out.
Gee, I don't know, Beef. I could get in a lot of trouble.
Please, Wally. If you're nice to me today, you can be mean to me for the whole rest of the year.
Well, okay, I'll come down, but I don't know what good it's going to do.
My brother's coming down to get me. My big brother.
Excuse me. I'm Wallace Cleaver. I came to pick up my brother, Theodore.
Hi, Wallace. Here I am.
Gee, Beef, I thought they'd have you in a cell and I'd have to talk to you through a wire screen and everything.
Son, I expected you to be a lot older.
Well, our parents aren't home, and I thought I'd sort of come over and kind of find out what kind of mess he's in.
Well, we found him and the Mandello boy in a stolen boat on Friends Lake, and the boathouse had been broken into.
Why, Beaver?
But we didn't do it, Wally. Two older boys loaned us the boat.
Really, Beaver?
cross my heart and hope to spit.
He didn't do it, mister. When he hopes to spit, he's telling the truth.
Well, we'd like to believe him, but the officers didn't see a sign of those other two boys.
Who were they, Beaver?
Well, one was tall and thin, and the other one had red hair with a snake on his jacket.
Was it a cobra?
Yeah, I think that's the kind of snake it was.
Sounds like Red Bennett and Fred Thornton. They're always messing around together.
That must be the ones, because one of the guys called the other guy Red.
All right, son. Take your brother on home. We don't want to keep him here any longer than we have to. We'll check on these other boys and let you know.
Wally, if you get a dime, I owe the man for the soda.
That's all right, son.
Thanks a lot.
You know, Wally, when I was in there, I never wanted to cry so bad in all my life.
Well, did you cry?
Uh-uh. I thought if I did, they'd think I really did.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Ward, didn't you think the boys were rather quiet during dinner?
Well, that's the way I was when I was a kid. The less you said, the less chance you had of being jumped on.
Beaver didn't get home until 6 o'clock, and he hardly mentioned his picnic with Larry.
Well, maybe he's feeling a little guilty about running out on Wally's football game.
Well, I just hope the boys aren't still mad at each other.
Hello. Yes, Sergeant? Who? Wallace Cleaver?
Just a minute.
Wally! Wally!
Yeah, Dad?
Who is it?
It's a police sergeant for Wally.
I just know it's about that scooter.
What is it, Dad?
Telephone call for you. It's the police department.
Oh, thanks a lot, Dad. Hello? Oh, you did, huh? Well, were they the ones? Oh, no. No, that's all right. No, he won't be sore at you. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks, Dad.
Wally. What was that all about?
Oh, nothing, Dad.
Wally, you come back here. Police department calling you. We want to know why.
Well, I can't tell you, Mom.
Wally, the police department called you in some kind of trouble?
Well, no. I'm not in any trouble.
Well, then why did they call?
I can't tell you, Dad.
Now, I've had just about enough of this. I want you...
Dad?
He can't tell you on account of he didn't do anything. I did.
You did what, Beaver?
I got arrested.
Arrested?
Yes, sir. The policeman says that Larry and I swiped a rowboat. But it wasn't really Larry and I who swiped a rowboat. It was two other guys who swiped a rowboat.
Well, when did this happen?
This afternoon, and Wally came down and got me.
Well, yeah, Dad, but everything's okay now, because they just called and said they got the guys that really did take the boat.
Well, Wally, if you knew your brother was down at the police station, why didn't you get in touch with me and let me handle it?
Gee, Dad, when you were a kid, would you have wanted your father to know you were in a police station?
Yeah, well, no, but...
And when Wally came down, he was almost as good as a real father.
I see. Well, I guess you fellas can go on upstairs now.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night, boy. Ward? Do you think you should have dropped it so quickly?
What do you mean?
Well, I think we should always insist that the boys come to us no matter what kind of trouble they're in.
Well, ordinarily, yes. But the way things were going around here today, I think it's great that the Beaver went to Wally.
What else did the policeman say?
Well, he said he was sorry, and he hoped you're not sore at him.
Gee, I never never thought a policeman would worry whether I was sore at him or not.
Well, maybe the sergeant's got a kid of his own.
Yeah, I never thought of that. I guess a policeman could have. Hey, Wally. Thanks.
For what?
For coming down and getting me.
Well, heck, I don't want my brother being a jailbird.
Wally?
Yeah?
You think on the next game you could fix it for me to ride with the team?
Well, I don't know. I might. But don't you go counting on it, see?
Sure, Wally.
Anybody. You want to mess around a little?
Yeah, I guess we could.
Beaver, did your father hit you for yesterday?
No, he didn't even say anything. Did your father hit you?
Sure he hit me. The minute he got home.
Well, what did he say when the sergeant called up and said we didn't steal the rowboat?
He said that'd teach me a lesson for next time.
Did your sister laugh at you when he was hitting you?
No.
How come?
She wasn't home. You know, I'm never going up to Friends Lake again as long as I live.
What's wrong with Friends Lake?
Nothing. But why go where there's trouble?
The Cleavers got a new house when the series moved from Republic Studios to Universal Studios in its third season. And coming up next, Beaver is nostalgic for a certain tree that's planted next to his old house. Can he get past the studio guards to see it again? Stay tuned. ¶¶